Okay, so my name is Anna Maria, and I am an Arabic instructor and DPhil researcher at the University of Oxford. I currently teach Arabic to graduate and undergraduate students in various different departments. And through this research, I've been focusing on motivating Arabic language learners and engaging them in the learning process in ways that will keep them in the classroom, attract them to the classroom, but also to make that whole process of learning what is often presented as a difficult language much more enjoyable and maintainable. Listening is often an overlooked dimension in language learning. It's often seen as a passive process whereby a person sort of sits, lets language wash over them, and hopefully something will happen. In reality, it is an active process and a receptive skill that a person needs to develop in order to become an effective listener and an effective language learner and user. 40% of our day-to-day interactions in any language consist of listening. So by ignoring listening, which is what often happens in many language learning environments, or by not giving listening the importance that it deserves, we actually cut out a huge amount of what actually happens in language use. In addition to being overlooked as a skill in language learning, when it is addressed, listening is often seen as very, very difficult. And this is partly because the language learner or user has very little control over the input. So you can't, if you're talking to a person, for example, keep pressing pause on that person or keep asking. I mean, you can ask them to repeat, but only so many times. And as a result, it's often something that people will say is the area of most difficulty when they're asked to talk about their language learning experience. They'll say, for example, that you can talk to me and I might pick out a word or two, but I won't understand what you're saying. Or I can write the language really well, or I can read the language really well, but I didn't understand anything from that, you know, 2-minute audio that I just heard. The reason that listening is important, in addition to the fact that it takes up so much of our time in a language, is that there's a high correlation between listening proficiency, so how good you are or how fluent you are and accurate you are in a language, and your overall proficiency. There's a lot of spillover between how well you perform in a listening exercise, for example, or in a listening interaction, and how well you can speak the language. In order to speak well, you need to listen well, and in order to do that, you need to build up listening skills. In addition, there's evidence to suggest that listening skills and listening proficiency assist in reading comprehension and spelling. Even if your goal through language learning is just to be able to read and write the language, there are studies that show that exposing yourself to oral input, so listening resources, has a greater impact on your vocabulary acquisition and your comprehension, making it easier to retain words and boosting your overall proficiency, even in reading and writing, than just looking at words on a page. Multimodal input, which integrates images, text, and audio material, is much more effective than unimodal input, which, for example, would consist of just words on a page in isolation without any images or accompanying audio.